Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Simone. Simone, I hope you have an awesome birthday. Thank you so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Tabitha Turkey Flies South. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. Her name is Tabitha, and she is a turkey. Hold it right there, I know what you're thinking. It's that time of year when turkeys only seem to do one thing. Get eaten. This is not a tale of a turkey getting eaten, so put that right out of your head. I met Tabitha at this year's Harvest Festival in Freshwater, but she almost didn't make it to the festival at all. You see, Tabitha Turkey lives in Freshwater on Farmer McDonald's farm, with Holly Cow, Sasha the Goat, and lots of other farm animals. Fall is a busy time on a farm. Farmer McDonald has to bring in the autumn harvest. Apples and Brussels sprouts and broccoli, cauliflower and cucumbers, pears and parsnips, potatoes and pumpkins and peppers. Oh my, I'm getting hungry. Tabitha loves fall. The air turns crisp and cool, and the leaves turn yellow, orange, and red, and Farmer McDonald opens his pumpkin patch and apple orchard to the residents of Freshwater. In fall, there are so many visitors to the farm, and Tabitha loves to meet new people. She runs up and down in front of the barn, investigates the pumpkin patch, swims in the farm pond, and even flies up to the roof of Farmer McDonald's house to get a turkey's eye view of all the activity below. Yes, turkeys can fly. and swim. They swim as gracefully as a swan. But they can only fly short distances and require a running start. Now, Tabitha will strike up a conversation with just about anyone, although sometimes it surprises folks from outside freshwater to meet a talking turkey, that is. "Can you believe this weather? It's a perfect day," she says to visitors. "My, my, looks like it might rain later. Don't forget your rain boots," she comments to a passing kid. "Careful with that pumpkin, it's bigger than me," she remarks to a shopper. People are always delighted to meet Tabitha, but there was one creature who did not like her cheery demeanor and fluffy feathers, and that was Declan Duck. Declan was a Cayuga duck. He had shimmering, iridescent green and black feathers, and he was taller than the usual ducks you find in a lake. Declan was despondent in autumn. That means super duper sad. He wished it could be summer forever. Lots of ducks fly south for the winter, but Declan was not that kind of duck. He lived at McDonald's farm year-round, even in winter. You see, only certain types of ducks go south. Plus, you need a whole flock to make the trip. That famous V shape you see in the sky when ducks and geese fly? It allows them to make the long, long journey. And with only one duck, it's too hard to make it south. To Declan, autumn meant watching other ducks fly south with their families, while he was stuck, waiting for the cold, chilly, snowy, and icy winter. He'd be a cold duck till spring. Declan got letters from his green-headed mallard cousin, Mallory, who wrote to him while on her southern migration. She told him all about Georgia and Florida and how warm it was down south. Perfect weather all winter. Going south sounded like a quacking good time, but Declan was stuck swimming in the farm pond all year round.
Goodness gracious, I hate it here. It gets so cold in the winter. I just want to go south. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to just fly south for the winter where it's warm?
He spent most of the harvest season trying to avoid other creatures and people. He would get very annoyed when Tabitha went splashing into his pond with glee.
Whee! What makes her happy all the time? And why is she swimming in my pond? Ugh, what a silly and annoying turkey.
Tabitha would try to chat to Declan, who did nothing but complain about the cold, and talk about how warm it must be in Boca Raton and the Florida Keys. Tabitha would talk about all the things she loved about fall, while Declan dreamt of summer. Things went on like that for a few weeks. Farmer McDonald and the good folks of Freshwater picked the fall harvest. Tabitha ran around in excitement. And Declan got more and more and more annoyed.
Oh my goodness, I can't stand it.
Finally, he snapped at Tabitha.
You silly turkey, don't you know there's a harvest festival at McDonald's farm today? And the main course is turkey. What are you talking about,
Declan? Tabitha asked, swimming around in the pond.
The harvest festival is for eating all the food from the harvest, right?
Declan sneered.
Yes, people from all over Freshwater will come to Farmer McDonald's to eat apples and Brussels sprouts and broccoli, cauliflower and cucumbers, pears and parsnips, potatoes and pumpkins and peppers. That's not all they're going to eat,
Declan squawked.
They're going to eat juicy, roasted turkey, too! That is you!
Declan Duck laughed and laughed and laughed. And Tabitha Turkey ran as fast as she could back to the barn. Declan was glad she was gone. Now he could enjoy his pond in peace. Of course, he knew no one was going to eat Tabitha Turkey.
and Declan figured she'd eventually find that out herself. But Tabitha ran, terrified, all the way to her roost and curled up there. She didn't want to believe Declan Duck. The people she met at the pumpkin patch and in the apple orchard wouldn't actually eat her, would they? Farmer McDonald wouldn't roast her, would he? Big tears started to roll down her beak. Maybe Declan is telling the truth, and I don't want to get eaten. Oh, no! Tabitha decided then and there that she would not just wait around to be roasted. She had a brilliant idea. She would make like a duck and fly south for the winter. That way, she would avoid the harvest festival. But she could come back to the farm she loved in the spring. Now this, I have to tell you, was not a good plan. Tabitha should have talked to Farmer McDonald, or at least to Holly Cow or Sasha the Goat or any of the other animals, who would have reassured her that she was not going to get eaten. But sometimes turkeys are a little silly. Tabitha flew to the top of Farmer McDonald's house, took one last look at the farm, then turned and flew over the fence and into the forest beyond. The forest is a great place to live for wild turkeys. There's plenty of food and good trees to roost in. But Tabitha was not a wild turkey, and her only goal was to get south to wherever ducks flew for winter. Tabitha would miss the cool, crisp autumn air, the lovely, chilly snow, and the wonderful company of the other animals in the barn. But she reminded herself that she'd just come back in the spring. Now, remember about turkeys and flying? They absolutely can fly for short distances. So Tabitha was sort of hop flying from tree to tree in the forest and caught the attention of some squirrels who were leaping along the trees nearby.
Hey, turkey, what you doing up in these trees? Shouldn't you be down on the ground with your buddies?
One of the gray squirrels asked.
I'm flying south for the winter,
Tabitha answered. She hadn't met many squirrels before. She wondered if they were friendly.
Flying south? What's a turkey flying south? I never heard of it. Hey, Polly, this turkey's got a feather loose or something. She's going south for the winter.
Tabitha was not used to rude language, and this squirrel was being rude.
Get off my case, squirrel. You don't know anything about me.
Tabitha Turkey had never talked to anyone like that, but then she'd never needed to. Polly, the other squirrel, piped up.
Whoa. Hey, I like this boy. You're all right, turkey. There's one thing I gotta tell you, though.
What's that?
Tabitha asked.
You are currently flying north.
Tabitha stopped hop flying and sat still on top of a tree. She looked around. The farm was far behind her. And in front of her, the woods stretched on as far as she could see. Polly the squirrel explained.
See? The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. It's nearly sunset and the sun is over there. Meaning you are heading north, not south. Am I right, Steve?
You're right, Polly.
Steve the squirrel responded.
Well, thank you. Guess I better turn around,
Tabitha said sadly. She turned back the way she came and started hop flying again, this time in the right direction. Polly and Steve followed along.
So, why are you flying south?
Steve asked. Tabitha answered.
I don't want to get eaten at the harvest festival.
Get eaten? Said Steve.
Wait a minute.
Are you that swimming turkey we sometimes see on the farmhouse roof over at Farmer McDonald's?
That's me,
Tabitha told them.
But you're a McDonald farm favorite. The people of Freshwater would never eat you,
Polly insisted. As the three of them hopped from tree to tree back toward the farm, Tabitha explained what Declan Duck had told her about the harvest festival. The squirrels shook their heads.
This duck's pulling a fast one, Tab. Ain't nobody gonna eat Tabitha the talking turkey.
You think Declan lied? But why?
Tabitha asked.
I think your quacky pal might be treating you bad on account of how he feels bad himself, Steve said. If I were you, I'd go right back to that farm and give that rascal a piece of my mind, Polly said.
Tabitha narrowed her eyes as they approached the farm. Meanwhile, back at the farm, all the animals were in a tizzy.
Where could Tabitha be?
Sasha the goat inquired. Asked Holly Cow. Declan Duck hung his head, but no one noticed, because every animal was roaming the farm looking for Tabitha.
Where is she? I can't even find
her. I can't find her either. She's been gone for a while now.
This isn't like Tabitha. I can't find her either. Is she under here? No. Is she under there? No.
Whatever could have happened to Tabitha?
The harvest festival was about to begin, and everyone in Freshwater would want to see Tabitha.
She's not on the farm,
Sasha said, after the animals had searched high and low.
But where would she go?
Declan felt ashamed.
Oh, why did I tell Tabitha that lie? I scared her, and now she's gone for good. She was the only one who talked to me. What have I done?
The Harvest Festival music was starting, and citizens of Freshwater were arriving at McDonald's farm. Farmer McDonald had tables ready with so much food. There were apples and Brussels sprouts and broccoli, cauliflower and cucumbers, pears and parsnips, potatoes and pumpkins and peppers, all cooked and ready to be eaten. Declan decided to fly up and out of the farm. Maybe Tabitha was in the woods nearby. He got ready to fly up to the roof of the farmhouse, where Tabitha loved to sit. Suddenly, someone else landed on top of Farmer McDonald's farmhouse. It was Tabitha Turkey and two squirrels. All the farm animals saw her and cheered. Tabitha took off from the top of the house, soaring through the air for about 20 feet.
Tabitha Turkey, you're back!
Declan quacked.
Why did you trick me?
Tabitha demanded. Declan looked down.
I'm sorry for lying and saying you were going to be eaten. I was wrong, but I'm glad you're back.
You can't treat creatures badly just because you feel bad,
Tabitha said.
You're right,
Declan said.
Just wish I had someone to go south with.
Declan started to cry. Tabitha sighed and put her wing around Declan.
I think I understand how that feels. When I thought I had to go south, I was so upset because I love living in fresh water in the fall and winter.
Declan nodded.
And I don't like fall or winter one bit.
Steve the squirrel piped up.
We had a little idea about that, ducky boy.
Yeah, Steve and me are headed to Boca Raton for a little vacay. We're hopping a train south. No need to fly. What do you say you come along with us, Quackers?
Polly said.
I'd love to.
Declan smiled. He was finally going south.
But first, let's have a harvest feast, Tabitha announced.
Everyone who lived in Freshwater cheered. The farm animals were happy to have Tabitha Turkey back. Farmer McDonald opened the doors to the barn, and all the animals joined the people of Freshwater for the Harvest Festival. They ate all the delicious foods of the harvest, played games, listened to music, and laughed together all evening. As a matter of fact, that's where I met Tabitha, who told me all about the time she thought she might get eaten. But instead, she made a friend. Three friends, actually. Every fall after the harvest festival, Declan Duck goes south with Steve and Polly Squirrel. They have a timeshare in Boca Raton now. And every spring when Declan returns, Tabitha Turkey puts up a welcome home sign over Farmer McDonald's pond. All summer long, you can find the two friends swimming in the farm pond or sitting on the farmhouse roof, watching the world go by. That was Tabitha Turkey Flies South. Written and produced by Tessa Flannery. Performed and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Grown-ups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by me, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.